clear the table, wash the dishes.
And so after she washes the dishes, they have soap on them, so she...
rinses them and dries them.
What would you call the piece of cloth that you use to wash the dishes with?
Dish rag.
How about the piece of cloth you use to wipe them with?
Well, that is a towel, tea towel usually.
And the piece of cloth you use to dry your face?
That's wash rag.
Or to dry it?
To dry it, that's a face towel.
And if you want water, you turn on the...
faucet.
And if you had a barrel of cider and wanted some, you turn on the...
faucet, yes. And if we wanted water, we'd go to the pump with the bucket,
mm-hmm,
and pump the water and bring it in.
Mm-hmm. And today, though, if you wanted to water your lawn, you go outside and hook up the hose to the...
faucet.
Mm-hmm. And if you had some liquid and wanted to pour it in a bottle, you better get a...
funnel.
And you want your horses to go faster, you use your...
Yeah.
And if you went to the grocery store and bought some groceries, the man would probably put them in a...
paper bag. Or sack.
Would it be either one? Paper sack?
Paper sack or paper bag. We used to always call them paper sacks.
Older. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Today they might take people back. Mm-hmm. How about 50 pounds of flour would be in a cloth?
It's a cloth bag.
And 100 pounds of potatoes would be in a
gunny sack.
And you had a lot of cider, it would probably be in a big wooden...
barrel, usually.
And a smaller barrel would be just a little...
keg.
And if you had about this much wood, you were carrying it, you might say, that's quite a...
quite an armful.
You wouldn't ever call it a turn?
No.
And a man had a wagon with wood in it, but it didn't have a full load, he just had a few pieces of wood. You'd say, well, he just got a...
jag. Jag's a different thing nowadays.
You get a jag on it, it's a little different. Okay. Your lady does the washing, hangs up the clothes, and then she takes them down and puts them in her clothes.
Basket usually. Some use a hamper, but we call it basket.
Musical instrument they used to play like this?
That's mouth harp or harmonica. Mouth harp you used to call them. That's a harmonica.
And the kind that you play like
that? Oh, Jew's harp. Jew's harp. J-E-W-S. Mm-hmm. Jew's harp.
Around the barrel are a big metal, children like to roll them.
Yep. The things go up and down are staves, barrel staves.
Uh-huh.
Oh, look at those.
Big metal, gonna go roll their hoops.
Hoops, yes, hoops. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You had a bottle and had liquid in it, and you didn't want the liquid to come out. You might put a...
cork.
If it's made out of glass...
well, we call those stoppers, usually.
How about rubber? It's made out of rubber.
I don't know. Whether rubber cork, I guess.
Uh-huh. And you have a nail, and you want to get it in the board, you hit it with a...
hammer.
Now, on the wagon, they used to have... something.
Sideboards.
Where the horse was hooked onto the...
They had a tongue, and on the tongue they had double trees, and on the double trees were single trees.
Or,
each horse was hitched to a single tree.
So with a two-horse rig, you'd have a double tree?
Have